Hey, yo, yo, yo. You listen to the Half Right Podcast.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Half Right Podcast. I am Lakia, joined by my fellow co-host, my little brother, the star of the show, Alfonso, a.k.a. The Fonz.
Number one.
And we have a new co-host joining us by the name of Max Power. And today's episode is the Survivor Series Prediction Show. We are actually, Alfonso and I are actually going to be at Survivor Series, and this will make number three out of the big four pay-per-views. We've been to a SummerSlam, we've been to a WrestleMania, and Alfonso, you made a very good point when we were on the phone before about how we went to the last WrestleMania that was one night in 2019 when it was here in Jersey, and now we're going to Survivor Series, and then we'll have to get to a Royal Rumble, and then that'll round it out. So, Alfonso, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. I'm excited to be back with you on the Half Right Podcast and our new co-host, Max Powers. I'm excited to talk some wrestling. It's been a while.
It's been a very long time. We have new logo, new look, new feel. We have audio and visuals together.
Video now, too.
We have video.
I mean,
how exciting.
They are, but, you know, my voice projects, so I'll be okay.
That part. So, leading up to Survivor Series, Survivor Series is a very big time in WWE and a lot of huge, huge debuts. One being The Undertaker. This year, they're celebrating 25 years of The Rock. Can you believe that it's been 9 years since The Shield debuted? Since we were
greatest. One of the greatest factions of all time.
Absolutely.
I won't call them the greatest, but one of them.
Absolutely. Can't believe it's been 9 years since we've gotten Dean Ambrose, now Jon Moxley, Seth Rollins, and my favorite, Roman Reigns. I'm so excited to see Roman on Sunday. Tribal Chief.
She's acknowledging him. Uh-huh. You might have acknowledged him before anybody else did.
I am acknowledging the Tribal Chief. He's been one of my favorites for a very, very long time. And Alfonso, you'll begin to see your favorite, Sasha Banks.
The blueprint.
The boss herself.
Sasha Banks. And she's a work. She is not only good in the ring, but beautiful in real life.
Yes, because we have seen her up close. So leading up to Survivor Series, what do you think of the buildup? In comparison to previous years, we've seen the invasions and all of that. What do you think of the buildup this time around?
If I could describe it in one word, lackluster.
It's a great word to describe it. It's a great word.
I don't feel any heat. I don't feel like this brand thing is personal. They just did a WWE draft like a month ago?
Right.
So how are you loyal to a brand that you just got on?
But how are you loyal to a brand when you have the same two people running both shows?
Great point, 100%.
You have Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville running both Raw and SmackDown. Sonya came on to more so handle the women's division. But what would have made more sense was to have them go head-to-head. One of them take over Raw and one of them take over SmackDown. That would have made more sense for some type of brand supremacy because I don't know what they're fighting for. I don't get it.
It would have. And I know this isn't a popular opinion and a lot of wrestling fans don't agree with this, but this situation right here is why I feel like general managers are needed.
Absolutely.
We don't need them to be in your face. We just need in our faces. We just need them to make decisions. We don't need them to run storylines the way that Shane McMahon and Stephanie McMahon and Triple H have. We just need kind of like when Paige was the SmackDown Live general manager and she did a great job of staying out of everybody's way, but she was respected as an authority figure and she didn't take away from the performers on screen.
Exactly. I agree. So the other option that I posted on our Twitter at @halfright_pod was that if they weren't going to go with the brand supremacy angle of Adam Pearce versus Sonya Deville and that angle, they could have done, you know, choosing for the men's side, choosing King Woods as the captain of one since he won King of the Ring. And then on Raw to choose Seth Rollins since he had just won that ladder match and was walking around with a title shot. And then have them choose their respective teams.
Very smart. That would have been a great decision in my opinion.
But no, because that's not what we got.
Because in and with your scenario, if that's the case, you don't need general managers because you give it to the superstars on each brand who deserve it the most, and then they could go out and recruit their own teams or make men qualify for their respective teams. That would have been really interesting because just naming these teams, like I was sitting down one night, you know, and I look on Instagram and they're announcing Survivor Series teams. And I'm like, this may be the weakest way I've ever seen Survivor teams announced. Mm-hmm. Like fucking Instagram? Mm.
And then coming off of, you know, them having the next wave of exile from WWE with everybody that they let go via Twitter. When they were posting everybody, when we started finding out this new wave, Nia Jax got let go, was a prominent name. And it's just like, WWE, who did they have left to put on to these teams? But then to turn around, after they said the names over the weekend, to then turn around and have these qualifying matches, so to speak. Like, how the hell was Dominic Mysterio going to beat Bobby Lashley? And then why wasn't Bobby Lashley on the team in the first place to even put Dominic in that situation to get his ass beat? Then for his dad to get his ass beat and get put off the team too. The Mysterios were, everybody was looking side eye like at the Mysterios, like why are they on the team anyway? But then for them to both get bodied by Bobby Lashley, it was like, why didn't y'all just put Bobby on the team in the first place?
You know what? You're right. Because when I saw Dominic was announced for Raw, I've been very open about, I respect Dominic. I like what he's doing. The whole Ray storyline is cool. But Dominic did not deserve that spot on the team. And Bobby Lashley should not have had to fight anybody to get a spot.
At all.
He just held the WWE title for months.
Exactly.
He's been one of the best booked superstars on Raw. It's just WWE and their total lack of logic is what makes me disinterested at times. Because I understand that, you know, it's entertainment, but entertainment is supposed to be entertaining. And that is what WWE has failed to do time and time again. And they failed to do it with this build-up to Survivor Series.
And out of all the Survivor Series, it had to be the one we're going to. So we got to go.
Exactly.
Sorry.
We're going to go.
I don't think I got excited about the show until Sunday. When I'm like, a week from now, I'll be in Survivor Series.
Yeah.
But that's how disinterested this build-up has been.
Very much so. Very much so. So we're going to go ahead and jump into the predictions.
Dun, 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 dun.
And we're going to start off with the Raw Tag Team Champions, RK-Bro, Riddle, and Randy Orton, facing off against the Usos, Roman's henchmen. Who you got, Alfonso?
I feel like the tag team division in WWE as a whole is just bad.
What? It is, because they go and put random tag teams together. And then for you to take tag teams apart and then put them in another tag team, it doesn't make sense.
But I feel as though Randy and Matt Riddle, that tag team is one of the like best put together ones, because you've got Matt Riddle, the dumb rookie kind of, and then you got Randy Orton, a multiple-time world champion, and I think it's great TV, and I feel like the Usos are, of tag teams that I've seen in my lifetime, and I can only speak for the era of wrestling that I've watched, which has been kind of like from 05, 06, when I started watching until now, in my opinion, they're the greatest tag team of all time. And I think on Sunday, if you want to keep that whole bloodline thing strong, you give the win to the Usos.
They have to
win. Just the more established team, in my opinion.
All right, Max Powers, who you got?
Sheesh. I'm going to go with RK-Bros.
RK-Bros.
Reason why, because the RK-Bros, that seems like a big brother, little brother relationship. And Randy Orton is a WWE champ, so they're gonna give it to him because his fame, his what he put in his industry. And those other, the Usos, them guys are just tag team champs. Like, that holds no weight. Your cousin's the big guy, so they're gonna take a L to RK-Bro. Trust me, bro. Trust me.
I am gonna go with the Usos.
But you just
I'm not going against the bloodline. See, I'm rooting for the bloodline all the way. But I would also like to say I'm going with the Usos because the Usos need this win. The Usos have been getting bodied just like we're going to get to the Roman and Big E match. The bloodline needs this win overall for you to be as strong as you are and to eventually for us to potentially get a New Day versus bloodline feud. They got to win. They got to win. So I'm going to give it to the... I'm gonna give it to the Usos.
Like my nigga
and
Charles.
And the Usos are gonna do some cheating. Someone's gonna cheat.
Someone's
gonna cheat and they gonna
Usos
win.
Usos are definitely gonna do some shady shit to win.
They gonna do something. Yeah. That's why I'm gonna put it with the bloodline. So we got 2-1 Usos up for this one. You the odd man out.
Wow. Damn.
Next up, we got the United States champion, Damian Priest, versus the Intercontinental champion, Shinsuke Nakamura. This is a match that I could care less about. This is a match I know was going to be on the pre-show. I'm going to let you give your pick, but this is going to be on the there's only 6 matches on the card. If anything's going to get on the pre-show, it's going to be this one. They have totally disrespected.
I feel like every match that's been announced, I feel like it's gonna be on the main card.
So then what's gonna be on the pre-show?
They might do some battle royal or something.
Yeah, they've done dumb stuff like that. That's true. That's true.
Or, you know, but if you want my prediction for this match, and you're 100% right, I could care less about this match. I like the way that Damian Priest has been booked, you know, and I'm interested in his run, but Shinsuke's run is
horrible.
I heard a stat that since winning the title, he's only defended it once. What was the sense in taking that belt off of Apollo if you were going to give it to Shinsuke and not make him defend it? And Shinsuke is really talented, and I'm happy that he's the IC champion, but this is another case of WWE and their shit booking and them not knowing what they're doing. But I'm going to go with Damian Priest because he's the shinier, newer wrestler, so
yeah.
I think Damian Priest wins. It'll be a competitive, fun matchup, and Damian will win.
All right, Max Power, who you got?
Oh, I was going to say Damian regardless, but now it seems like I'm siding with him. But yeah, Dame, he's a new guy. This Shinsei guy, I'm like, he's cool. He has a gimmick, you know, the guy that comes up with the guitar and stuff like that. That's cool, but Dame Priest, especially in the most recent matches that I watched, He changed to like a whole different person. Like he has a whole different dark side, and that dark side is super powerful. And I don't think that Shinsuke is gonna match up with that energy. So, Dame, you got it.
I'm going with Damian Priest too. I think that Damian Priest has had a better title run when it comes to being the United States champion. I feel like Shinsuke, unfortunately, has fallen into this hole, and they haven't been putting respect on the IC title. But Shinsuke in general, it's like he kind of disappeared for a little bit. Then it's like, all right, let's give him some relevancy and throw a title back on him. But the IC title in general has not had the same legitimacy since The Miz had it. Say what you want about The Miz, but he brings relevancy to that title and makes people interested. And he gets great matches and great booking. And it's a great story behind it. Shinsuke, I just feel like he got the dude in the guitar and it's just like, it's whatever. So I'm going with Damian on that.
I feel like you said, with The Miz and the IC title, that was it for The Miz. The Miz treated the IC title like the world championship. Now we're seeing the IC title and US title, respectively, treated as belts that they give a guy before they make him the guy. Like they gave Big E the IC championship, took it off of him, and now he's WWE champion.
Yeah.
So the titles aren't as prestigious as they should be. So I agree with you on that point, 100%.
But we all are unanimous in saying that Damian Priest got this one in the bag.
For sure, for sure.
All right. Now we have the Raw Women's Champion, Becky Lynch, taking on the multi-time, I don't even know what number Charlotte is at now, but the multi-time SmackDown Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair. And these two are beefing, okay? They are really milking what's going on between them since the title exchange that they had and how Charlotte apparently had to... Was it Charlotte that had to be removed from backstage?
Yes. Those are the reports from Fightful and all the other major.
And Becky, when they said, give us one word to describe Charlene, she said, bitch. So they're really milking this. They're really milking this. So Alfonso, who you got? The SmackDown Women's Champ or the Raw Women's Champ?
Listen, this is a tough one, and I have a lot to say on this Sasha is always on my mind. Anyway, this Becky Charlotte situation. I think Becky will win. But I don't know how this is going to go because I feel like the egos on both of these women are big. Like,
crazy.
They both have big egos.
Crazy.
And they both think they're that woman in WWE.
Sure do.
Charlotte was kind of anointed, like, you know, the queen. She was always viewed as the golden woman in WWE. And then Becky just came and the fans just put her in this position. And we saw it when we went to WrestleMania 35. Her hype and just the fans pushing her to that level. But I feel like Becky's gonna win. I feel like the crowd is gonna want Becky to win. I don't know. These women are like, they're bulletproof. So a loss isn't gonna hurt either one of them. They're already made.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, with Becky and Charlotte having real life beef, do you think either one of them wants to lose to the other woman?
It's like the momentum when we went to Mania and Ronda just happened to be thrown in the mix. When you look at the four horsewomen in general, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch, when you split them down the middle, the feud between Bayley and Sasha, crazy. But Becky and Charlotte, it's a whole nother level. Like,
So hold up. Are you trying to say that the feud that You're more of a fan of the Becky Charlotte feud than the Sasha Bayley feud?
No. Sasha, okay. Sasha against any one of them is top tier.
Top tier. The blueprint, the boss.
Yes.
But for my prediction, before you move on to Max Powers, I'm going to go with Becky, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's Charlotte. Like, this is probably out of the decisions I've had to make in this prediction show so far, this is my hardest one. But I'll go with Becky, like 51%, a slight edge to her.
Becky, okay. Who you got, Max Powers?
Sheesh. I'm not liking how I'm agreeing with this guy. Reason why I'm picking Becky is she just came back. So, you know, she has to get some relevancy. So, for sure, taking down Mrs. Flair, this will help, you know, give her an edge, like, this is the top bitch right here. She's beating everybody in her way. So for sure, I believe she's going to take this W. So, yeah. But I won't be surprised if some fuck shit happens, though. You know, it's WWE. Fuck shit always happens. You know, I won't be surprised if someone comes and interferes in the match. That's how I feel, like, about 87% of the match, like a disqualification. Like, someone could come fuck it up, and that's going to draw the attention. Like, the girl that was that asked for the title against Mrs. Flair, she was like, can I get a title shot? She's like, no. She might come do some fuck shit. Like, there's so many people that could do fuck shit to show that I'm planting my flag here. I want a title shot. Fuck these bitches type shit. So, but yeah, Becky, for sure, you in there, shorty.
I never thought that I would want Charlotte to win.
Wow. Hater. Damn.
I never thought that I would. Alfonso, you know, I'm not like Charlotte. It's like, I usually choose everyone.
Man, Lakia, you may not want to admit it, but you're a little bit of a Charlotte fan, bro.
Who was I wearing at WrestleMania?
Who was
I wearing at WrestleMania? Don't do that. Oh. Don't do that. I was decked out in Becky Lynch, the man here.
You were wearing the man, but I feel like you have a certain level of respect for Charlotte's greatness, which by default makes you a Charlotte fan.
I am a fan of women that can go all out in the ring, regardless.
Powerful women, yes.
I am a fan. And
Becky and Charlotte are powerful women.
They are, but this new wave of Becky, I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed, so I'm gonna go with the lesser of the two that annoy me at this very moment, and I'm gonna go with Charlotte. I mean, based off the heat that is going on backstage, Becky hands down gets the win. But I'm not speaking realistically and giving my prediction, so I'm going to go with what my mind and my less irritation says, and that's Charlotte. Team SmackDown. So I'm outnumbered in this one. They're going with Becky.
Again.
We'll see.
Again.
We'll see. Again what?
You're outnumbered again. I think this is like the second time in a row.
No, he was outnumbered before.
No, we did Priest and...
We all chose Damian. Priest. We all chose Damian. And he chose RK-Bro and we chose the Usos.
Oh, so I haven't been outnumbered
you
yet.
Haven't
okay.
been outnumbered,
cool.
no.
Cool.
Oh, you, I, this next one right here.
I already know. One. I already yeah, know this. Yeah, and then yeah. now we're getting that to part. Now we're getting to the match that I'm excited to see.
That part.
And it's Big E, the WWE champion, who took the belt off of Bobby. Let me just say, shout out to Big E. Shout out to them for taking the title from one black man to another black man. Shout out to them for not shitting on Big E like they shit on Kofi. I am here for it. Shout out to Big E. So we got Big E, the WWE champion over on Raw versus my guy over on SmackDown, the tribal chief, the stealer of the King of the Ring crown.
Damn. Sorry.
Roman Reigns. Yes. Yes. The head of the table, Mr. Bloodline himself, Roman Reigns. Go ahead, take it away. Who you got?
I have a lot to say about this one, too. I feel like Roman and Big E, you look at this storyline, who needs to win more? Mm. It's Big E. He recently gained the title, and a win for Big E would be massive. If Roman wins, it's just another Roman storyline where some funny shit happens and he wins. But if Big E wins, then for the first time in Roman's reign, no pun intended, he's going to have to face adversity. Like, this man beat me. And if Big E wins, you're getting more eyes on Raw. Like, the WWE champion just pinned the top guy in the company. So, on this one, just as you did on the last one, I'm going to pick with my heart, and I may be one of the only people to pick this one. I'm going to go with Big E defeats the Universal Champion Roman Reigns at Survivor Series.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even going to ask you what you're doing, because you're a Roman hater. Come on, Roman hater. Tell him who's your pick. Tell him who's your pick.
Listen. I'm going with Big E, but it's not like, oh, it's a blowout. Like, it's not like he's going to win 90% and say, no. It's like 55% chance he could win. Because like I said, like Fon said, a W for Roman ain't shit. You feel me? A W for Big E would be big. But if Roman wins, he already beat up Xavier Woods. Now he's taking out Big E.
Usos took out Kofi.
So that's like showing the Bloodline's dominancy. And the match is going to be crazy regardless. So the attention that Big E's about to receive from this match is good. So it's 55% that he could win. But my heart and this energy over here is like this Roman Reigns W. So I'm here for it. If I could be neutral, I could. But there's a 50. I'm putting that 55 for Big E just... because I want to see it, but I'm somewhere on the fence. So 55 and Big E, it's not a strong one. I don't guarantee this, but hey, that's my prediction. Come on, Big E, I'm rooting for you.
Okay. My pick is Roman Reigns, the tribal chief.
Nigga, we even had to ask you.
Hands down. Excuse me. No questions asked. I respected when you were talking about Big E. I won't be mad if Big E wins. But Roman's going to win. The Bloodline is going to win. Does Roman need the win? No. No, he doesn't need the win. The Usos need to win their match more than Roman does. But I also don't see this match ending fairly. Something is going to interrupt this match. And I wish the rumors would have The Rock be that. But The Rock's not coming to Survivor
Series. Yeah,
The
Rock's
series.
Not doing it.
Look here. Your prediction is it's a good one. It's a good one.
So I don't think that this match is
going
to end
fairly.
You know
your Roman matches.
I don't think it's going to end fairly because any time that someone has an edge on Roman, he wins because he did some cheat shit. Because he came and did some fuckery. And he's like, nah, fuck that. It's like when he was fighting Kevin Owens and KO was about to beat Roman. And Roman was like, smacked the shit out of the referee and said, no, like, I'm not losing. So I'm going to give it to Roman, but it's not going to be a clean win. It's not going to be a clean win.
Fair enough.
I don't know how they're going to, I'm sure that Roman and Big E will probably be the main event. And they'll interweave the 5-on-5 matches. But let's get into the prediction for the Survivor Series elimination match for the men. Over on Team Raw, we have Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley, Austin Theory, and that's it for that. And then Team SmackDown, we have Drew McIntyre, Jeff Hardy, King Woods, Happy Corbin. Sami Zayn was on there. He got eliminated. So we don't know who the fifth man is.
I think we should predict the fifth man.
We are going to predict the fifth man. Oh, so, shit. Alfonso, who you got?
I'm saying predict the fifth man. And WWE done about released everybody. So,
yeah.
I would need a list of injured superstars. Because I'm thinking in my head, who the hell is the fifth man for SmackDown going to be? But I'm going to pick Team Raw. I think it's going to come down to Seth and King Woods, the two people that Lakia said should have been the captains of their respective teams.
Yeah.
And I think...
Your camera went out. Okay, you're back. Good.
I'm sorry. My battery, I got to put it on the charger.
Okay. So you're
going
with Team Raw.
Do you think I should go do that now?
You're going with Team Raw.
Well, finish your prediction, then I'll do mine, and then you go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Team Raw. Seth... is going to be the sole survivor because I think you need to keep him strong going into his match with Big E.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Okay, Team Raw. Definitely Seth is going to come down to the wire with that. Who you got, Max?
Well, you know me. Team Raw. Team Bobby. Bobby is going to do what he has to do. He's probably going to eliminate like three niggas with the same goddamn move. And then how they gonna get him out? They probably gonna jump his black ass or do something stupid. But I believe that Bobby would be the last man standing. You know, him and Seth might even fight each other, and that might lead into them having their own little beef during, you know, Raw. So that's my prediction. Raw's gonna win, and then Seth Rollins and him might start their new little thing. You know, that's what I believe. And maybe Drew McIntyre might hit Seth Rollins by accident. A lot of fuck shit could happen. But I guarantee that Raw's going to win. You don't like this? Guarantee.
Bring it back a third time?
Yes, yes. Okay. I'm going to start getting these buttons for I don't have to say that.
Okay.
I'm going to get the one that said, damn.
Okay.
Sorry.
We'll have to get those.
I'm gonna get the little horn. I'm gonna get that.
We'll have to get a little buzzer.
Yeah, now I don't know about the buzzer. I ain't gonna be like Drink Champ.
That was crazy.
And the king is returned.
Okay. So Max Power over here is going with Team Raw. You guys are on the same page again.
I'm gonna force myself to not.
I would like to say that I have to agree. I think the Team Raw has the better team. They have Bobby Lashley. They have Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens. There's nobody to me on this team that's weak except for Austin Theory. That's the only person that's weak to me on this team. And if we're going with Adam Pearce's theory of why Bobby was fighting in a qualifying match against Dominik in the first place. Dominik, you're the only one that hasn't been a world champion. Then what the fuck is Austin Theory? You're not a champion.
Lakia, you made a whole lot of sense.
you're not a champion. Why is your ass on the team? You want to know why? Because you don't have anybody fucking else to put on the damn team.
This is just another thing of WWE lacks logic.
Because I got it. When Adam Pearce said that, I was like, you know what? You're right. Everybody has had some big, you know, title. And, you know, Rey Mysterio, World Heavyweight Champion. Between WWE Universal title. all the rest of them have held it. Bobby being the most recent before Big E of the WWE champion. Austin Theory, who the fuck are you? You are the who the fuck are you on the squad. And he's kind of on there by default because who are they going to put? They're going to go get what? R-Truth, who'd lose focus in the match and go fight for the 24-7 to forget what match he was in the first place? Who else were they going to get?
This would have been a perfect opportunity for them to put somebody that they previously released, like a Karrion Kross or a Keith Lee on the team.
Yeah.
But they're going to release some superstars because WWE is being run by a jackass.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going with Team Raw, but the question lies, do you think that they're going to announce the fifth man for Team SmackDown on SmackDown? Or should they? I think that they should just wait and give us some type of fucking surprise at Survivor Series. Super pop
when they have
somebody
Goldberg come out.
But I mean, damn.
I feel like what team is going to open? What SmackDown. Team? The Raw Women's team is finalized, right?
Both teams are finalized on SmackDown.
Wait. This might be the most craziest prediction, but
on SmackDown for the men,
Brock Lesnar. He's a free agent.
Ooh, what? Yo, you never know.
What? Yeah, that's the best
I got for you. That's all I got for you.
Yo, Gino, that's a great prediction. I'm with you on that one because, you know, from what they're saying, this whole Fox is taking over SmackDown and USA is taking over Raw, Fox got the money. They wouldn't pay Brock to be a part of SmackDown. Now, Brock shows up to Team SmackDown, and my prediction is totally changed.
It changes.
You imagine Bobby in the ring with Brock?
Bobby and him. Fuck Seth Rollins.
Can you imagine?
That would be crazy.
Can you imagine Bobby Lashley squaring off against Brock Lesnar? Could you imagine?
It is a Big Four show. They're in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
could you imagine?
New York, big money.
That's not a bad prediction, but I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Brock Lesnar's not gonna be the fifth man on Team SmackDown because what the hell is Brock Lesnar doing on a fucking Survivor Series team? That is not who Brock Lesnar is. If Brock Lesnar is showing his face, he's coming out in that Big E match. He gonna slap the shit out of Roman. He gonna fuck up Roman, and then he gonna turn around and fuck up Big E, because that's just who he is. Like, I'm not gonna leave you standing. We ain't cool. I have no friends here.
True, but...
So would that be cool if Brock came out and was like, I told y'all go wherever the fuck I want to go and do whatever the fuck I want to do. Oh, you chose somebody? Well, I'm on a team now, because that's the type of time that Brock is on. But I really don't know who they're gonna get on Team SmackDown, but I'm still going with Raw.
I'm gonna go with Raw as well. Like I said.
But it seems like over here, Brock Lesnar is in the air of who could be the fifth man. But we don't know.
Max Powers put it in the air. I wasn't even thinking about it.
You put it in the air. That's
sometimes I hear wrestling takes and they're bad. That's a good wrestling take.
It's a good one. I agree. That's a good one. Then we got the 5-on-5 with the women. Team Raw. Bianca Belair. Rhea Ripley. Liv Morgan. Carmella. And Queen Zelina versus Team SmackDown, Sasha Banks, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi, Natalya, and newly announced fifth member, Toni Storm.
Oh, Toni Storm, my bitch.
Toni Storm. That's my bitch. You like Toni.
That's my dog.
She fine too.
Who you got? I think that overall, the women's teams are more solid and cohesive than the men's. They make more sense to me. Not that the division is huge anyway, but. But who you got? So, Team SmackDown or Team Raw? This is a dumb question to ask you.
I'm saying my soul survivors too. Okay. So for SmackDown versus Raw, I'm going to go with Team SmackDown. And my soul survivors for this match are going to be the boss, the blueprint, Sasha Banks, and that nasty human being who is messing with her right now,
Shotzi Blackheart.
I'm playing. I'm a real big Shotzi fan. You know, this is just me and I'm in love with Sasha character. Anyway, I'm going to go with Sasha and Shotzi as the sole survivors, and I'm going to go with Team SmackDown wins that one.
Okay. What you got? What you got, Max?
Thank God. Okay. I'm starting to look at this shit. I might be a Team Raw lover because all my predictions are pretty much fucking Raw. What the fuck is up? What the fuck is up? So my prediction is for sure it's going to be Raw. Bianca Belair, she's the best. EST champ. I can't
disagree with you.
So her versus Sasha, she's going to kick Sasha's ass because she could pick up five of those of Sasha's with her.
And now you cross the line.
Listen, I don't want to get into crazy with it, but listen, you seen her pick up like four bitches at one time, so it's over for that. And then you got my girl, Mrs. Ripley. That bitch right there is crazy too, so trust me.
Let's stop calling these women bitches.
Excuse me.
As a man with five sisters, I try to refrain from using that vocabulary. Listen, so let's call them women,
listen,
please.
Everyone, I'm ignorant as it comes, okay? So I apologize for me being ignorant, but I don't know these females' names 100%. So sometimes if the word bitch comes out, I apologize, but I love them and I do have respect for them. No disrespect intended, okay? So back to what I was saying. The Raw team is going to win because of those two females right there. Carmella, she's not going to. I'm just going with that. Shouts out to my girl, Toy Story Baby, Mrs. Shayna Baszler. That's shorty right there. She go crazy in the ring. So I won't put it past that would be Bianca versus her at the end.
This is hard because I am a Sasha fan, but Bianca Belair is a beast, okay? She's a beast. She's charismatic in the ring. She's amazing on the mic. This is hard, but looking at the teams overall, I'm going to have to go with Team SmackDown.
Wow. All right. All right.
I ain't been out number once.
I'm going to have to go with Team SmackDown because I think that Team SmackDown has a stronger team. Not to discredit Liv Morgan, Carmella, or Queen Zelina. Carmella being a former champion out of those three. But they are the weaker three in comparison to who's on the other side. They are the weaker three. Now, I do have a bone to pick with Team SmackDown, and this is because of Sonya Deville. I have no problem with Toni Storm being on the team. They had Aaliyah there before. She had no business being on the team. They replaced her with Toni Storm. Natalya, haven't seen you wrestle, boo. Naomi's been wrestling consistently lately. My good sis should have been on the Team SmackDown.
You could put Natalya anywhere. She's a legend.
I know that she could have been put anywhere, but Natalya has not been recently wrestling. So they could have put Naomi on the team and they still could have put Tony on. And if you want to talk about legends, then we could have had a legend angle of them going and choosing legends to create the team and then fighting that way. And that would have been a supremacy thing right there. But Natalya did not need to be on Team SmackDown.
Let me ask you a question though. With the storyline that's going on between Sonya Deville and Naomi, does it make any sense for Naomi to be on Team SmackDown if Sonya is kind of responsible for picking these teams?
Facts.
What would have made sense, and I saw this on Twitter, it would have made perfect sense for Sonya Deville to put her ass on the team. Sonya Deville should have been like, I'm the fifth person. Fuck the rest of y'all. And for Naomi to come out and do some crazy shit and then align herself with the bloodline. She could have did that.
Yeah,
I'm really interested in seeing a Naomi bloodline storyline.
But then who's gonna go against them? Like, what female can go against Naomi? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you got to partner up a team. Like, I don't think that would have worked. Her be part of the bloodline, especially she's not super super blood. She's like married blood, but it's not like super blood. So
she's still family. And
I don't know. I don't think that it works like that. In my eyes, that's just me.
She hasn't been counted out for being a part of it, FYI. But I personally would have liked to see Naomi on Team SmackDown.
It wouldn't work anyways because Shayna and her would be fighting.
because Sasha's right now is beefing with Shotzi, so that doesn't make any sense.
But no, this is different beef. There, those two beef is like, we're trying to get to the title. Theirs is like, yo, you're jumping me every day. Like, you're making life hard for me. So this is two little different.
It's the same thing.
Max Powers is kind of right, because for Shotzi and Sasha, it's about a title, like you say. For Shayna and Naomi, this shit is personal. You're trying to take me out. You're trying to end my career.
Yeah.
Like, you're not fighting for a title. You're fighting to end me. Yeah.
But I will say that Shotzi and Sasha threw some shots at Shotzi before. Yeah. And Shotzi is coming back around to collect on her debts.
Yeah, but
that's all.
Just there too.
You better leave Sasha the fuck alone, I'll tell you that though.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sasha would be her, no, hands down. You feel me? But I just believe that.
Over on Team Raw with Bianca, because she is over here fighting Doudrop. Doudrop needs to sit the fuck down.
Yeah, she could.
You need to stop. If Bianca could lift Otis, she could lift you. Yeah, no shade, no tea.
She about to pick her big ass up too.
No shade.
Listen, let me ask you a question. Listen, I have a question.
Yeah.
Who the fuck came up with that awful ass name, Doudrop?
I don't know.
I don't know. Her name was Piper. Piper would have been fine.
That sounds
Piper was like Piper Piffin or some shit.
Something, but it was anything better than Doudrop.
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible.
You saw that release Eva Marie as well.
Eva don't care. She won't doing shit anyway.
Eva is another work of art.
She had no business getting back in the ring.
She's living her best life since being released. You can't even tell she doesn't work there anymore.
You couldn't.
Was that the girl that they was having commercials talking about? She about to, oh wow, they released her and they had all that promo for her.
And she was the one that was with Doudrop. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
So then, overall, who would you say is the stronger team, male and female? Who has the stronger team? Team Raw or Team SmackDown for the men? I already said that I think that Team SmackDown for the women is the stronger, and Team Raw, I guess it's based off your predictions. Would you say they have the stronger team?
Yeah.
You said Bobby.
Yeah.
Since they have Bobby.
Because you got Bobby, Seth.
But like Alfonso said, if Brock Lesnar come out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It might teeter the scale. But for now, because that would be Drew McIntyre, Brock, those two. Yeah. But if it ain't going to happen, we're all hands down.
What's the match you're most looking forward to, Alfonso?
Big E Roman.
Thank you. Hello. What's the match you're most looking forward to?
I was going
to
say those two, but now I have none, because I'm not going to agree with this nigga. Because it seems like every time I say something, it's like I'm agreeing with him. So I'm not looking forward to any match. I'm here just to watch all matches. Let's go. Matter of fact, I'll be the oddball. Damian Priest. Let's go.
I am most looking forward.
You know how I know Max is lying right now? Because he just picked the least interesting match on the whole card. He couldn't say the Raw versus SmackDown women's match, the men's Raw versus SmackDown match. He went and said, he couldn't even say RK-Bro versus the Usos. He went and said Damian Priest versus Shinsuke. You ask a million wrestling fans what match they most looking forward to. Ain't nobody gonna say Damian Priest and Shinsuke Nakamura.
That's called I'm being petty right now, and I don't want to agree with you.
Yeah, it's facts. I'm not, like, every time it's like I agree with you, so I have to make sure
it's okay, because most of the time when it comes to this wrestling shit, I'm right and I have great opinions. Okay. You rather agree with me than with her.
Well, she's a Roman fan, so I never agree with her. Yeah, I never agree with her, so it's over for that.
I am rooting for Roman Reigns. It's going to be an amazing match. Acknowledge the Tribal Chief.
I don't acknowledge shit.
Facts.
Fuck you, Roman. I'm playing. I don't want no sauce, big dog.
Oh, my God.
And Roman's going to lose because he's out of shape. He, you know what I mean? He looked like he gained some weight. So, Big E, for now.
Huh?
What Big E said? What Roman say?
What did he say?
I said my guy Roman Reigns like he gained some weight. You know what I mean? So, hey.
Listen, if y'all want to, listen, this is to all our listeners out there. If y'all want to know what I've been drinking, it's some Cutwater, mango margaritas. You give me like a month, we're gonna have a sponsorship from you.
Manifest.
They also got Long Island iced tea, some tiki rum, and a pina colada flavor. I ain't really messed with none of the other ones because you know that's not my style. But
is that that like seltzer though? Like seltzer with a buzz of alcohol?
No, they do not.
That's not seltzer. What is that?
This is a margarita. Oh. Now this white called Surge.
Oh, that's like the seltzer.
You buy liquor.
Oh, okay.
It's the seltzer one.
Okay, I'm just over here drinking ginger ale. Keep it sober, Dober.
What you drinking, Max Powers? Because I've seen a cup in your hand.
This is drugs. Be advised.
No, it is not. Oh
it's
my god.
It's not drugs. I'm lying.
Oh my god.
I'm dying. This is
here's the Half Right Podcast. We do not condone drug use. We do condone a good occasional drink.
Listen, I'm a nigga, so I do everything niggerish. But this time I'm being very sober because I need to be sober with this. But this is just a smoothie I made, you know. So it's like blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. So
you got a lot of berries up in there.
Yeah. Some chia seed and some what's that milk? Almond milk. So yeah, help a nigga out long way. So I fuck with this.
And like I said, I'm
and some motherfucking water in this biatch. But yes, I do curse a lot. I'm as ignorant as it comes. I still love everybody. God bless everyone. Only in America.
So that is it for our Survivor Series prediction show. Thank you to Alfonso, co-host number one. Thank you to Max Powers, co-host number two. And I am Lakia. You can follow us on Twitter at @halfright_pod. Check us out on Instagram at @thehalfrightpodcast. Share this with a friend. We are on all streaming platforms for podcasts. And that's it. We'll see you in the next one.
Peace.
Stay tuned to the Half Right Podcast.